Welcome to Explore Rhodes. We are expats living on this beautiful island who wanted to create an app not only for tourists, but for residents as well. Our company is the Engage Company, and true to our name, we wanted to create an app that will engage the user. This app is created specifically for people who like to discover and explore on their own. There are over 30 points of interest with audio tours of each in 5 languages. We have also included the islands of Simi and Halki. The app includes events, honest reviews of businesses and beaches, as well as tips to save you time and money. Also look for coupons and discount offers from participating businesses, so make sure you check those out. By the way, most people on Rhodes speak several languages, so you should not have a problem being understood. The one thing we did not want to do was have people walking around, staring at their phones, so we created audio files in 5 languages: English, Greek, German, Italian, and French, for now, as we will be adding more languages in the future. We felt it was easier to listen to your phones, rather than trying to watch videos or read text. So, first and foremost, please allow notifications in the permissions, as well as allow the app to use your location, as this will enhance your experience. This is very important. We have created geofenced notifications, which means that as you are walking around, a notification will appear on your device when you are close to a point of interest. You can then click on the notification, and it will take you to a page with the country flags of the languages we offer. Choose your language, and then all you have to do is listen to the audio. On the homepage of the app, we have placed buttons that take you to what we consider as the more important items of interest for our users. There are more tabs in the menu, located in the upper left-hand corner of the app screen. The app is updated several times a week to make sure that the content is correct and timely. Now for a few tips. In fact, tips are a good place to start. Tipping in Greece, in most cases, is not expected. Many times, when we first moved here, we were leaving 15 to 20% tips, and most times the server would give us the money back, refusing to accept such a high percentage. If you do tip, 5 to 8% is a fair amount. All businesses are supposed to provide a receipt with any purchase. Credit cards are accepted in most establishments, but cash is also appreciated. When using the toilets, please refrain from flushing paper, as there are always trash cans in the toilets for paper disposal. As advanced as the ancient Greek were, they are still a little behind on modern plumbing. Driving on roads can be a real challenge. If you are going to rent a vehicle, be prepared. Thousands of scooters and four-wheel all-terrain vehicles really clog up the traffic, and in all honesty, we recommend going with a car instead of a scooter or four-wheeler ATV. Tourists are more likely to be injured in an accident if they are driving or riding one of these vehicles. If you do not wish to attempt driving, no worries. Taxis and taxi stands are located throughout the town, as well as throughout the island. Rhodes is the island of Aelios, the sun god. June through September, there are barely any clouds in the sky, and the sun is hot and can cause sunburn without proper protection. Sunblock with a fairly high SPF is recommended, as it light clothing and or hats. Always stay hydrated as well. Tap water is safe to drink, but has a high amount of minerals. Bottled water is available almost everywhere. Thank you again for purchasing our app, and we wish you a wonderful visit.